This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 12th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Californians support dairy climate grants, and Vance hits Biden administration. Two-thirds of Californians support climate grants for dairies. In an industry commission poll, it indicates 69% of registered voters statewide support climate incentives for dairies. The political consulting firm Sextant Strategies and Research also found that 42% were in strong support and 23% opposed. The vast majority, 86%, recognize farming and food production as essential to the state's economy. Most of the respondents, 65% statewide and 72% in the San Joaquin Valley, believe the state should not regulate dairy emissions and eliminate incentives programs, which could happen if the state falls behind in its methane goal under SB 1383. In the meantime, 79% were against the government somehow limiting meat and dairy consumption, and nearly as many opposed a tax on these products. The results were mixed when it came to limiting the expansion of dairies. 58% were opposed. Food prices were a concern as well. The survey found that 68% statewide and 77% of the valley described the cost as a crisis or a very serious problem. Dairy Cares funded the survey. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vance hits Biden administration over race-based farm aid. GOP Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance is citing USDA's farm assistance programs as an example of how he claims the Biden administration is perpetuating racial discrimination. The administration has, quote, handed out farm benefits to people based on skin color, Vance said on Sunday's CBS Face the Nation. Vance didn't specify the program he was referring to, but federal courts blocked a debt relief program for minority farmers that Congress enacted in 2021. USDA has since implemented other assistance programs for farmers who had been victims of past discrimination or were financially stressed. All farmers, we want to thrive. And that's certainly the President Trump and J.D. Vance view of the situation. But I do think, unfortunately, when our leaders divide us by race, you're going to have hate on the left side of the political spectrum. You're going to have hate on the right side of the political spectrum, Vance said. What's next? Well, Vice President Kamala Harris expected to roll out her economic plan this week. She told reporters last week it would include ideas for, quote, what we need to do to bring down costs and also strengthen the economy overall. Harris explicitly rejected Trump's suggestion that the president should have a say in setting interest rates. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's final word. I no longer work in Senator Alvarado Gil's office, effective today. Mike Sharif, the now former legislative director for the San Joaquin Valley Senator. Sharif stepped down on Friday after Maria Alvarado Gil flipped to the Republican Party. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.